All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Black Desert Public Infrastructure District. Today is December 16th, 2025. It is 9:02 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if we could, everybody state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with board. Patrick, your chair, you want to start?
Patrick Manning, Board Chair.
Brett Bourne, Board Treasurer.
Stephanie Ness, Board Secretary.
Jason Carroll, District Accountant.
Matt Hintz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Right, that's everyone that I see on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first up, we need to hold two public hearings and we'll do it jointly. One is to cover the amendment to the 2025 budget, and the other one is on the 26th, and it is to take any public comment. So, Jason, do you want to walk us through those? Oh, first, I need a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Brett.
I'll second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, now, Jace, thanks.
Here, and let me share my screen here. And no, that's not getting me off the show's screen. So I'll drag and drop here. So hopefully
Nice.
you're looking at the budget.
Yes. Can you enlarge it just a little, Jace?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet. So relative to the first point of action, we talked about amending the 2025 budget. That needs to happen for our capital project fund. The original budget that was adopted and the appropriations that were made were for the $70,882,000. We ended up having a transfer there that wasn't anticipated in the original budget, and so that drives us up about $7,700. So the proposed amendment is to amend the capital project fund to $70,890,640. So I'll pause there and see if anyone has any questions.
Nope.
And then, Michael, what's the next thing? You just want to go through the
The 26
2026
budget,
budget?
yeah.
Okay. So there's kind of three components here: the general fund, which is where the administration and operations are accounted for. We expect to carry about $95,000 into 2026, and the expected expenditures here, the budgeted expenditures, are $86,000. That includes just your administration, your accounting, audit, insurance, legal, as well as a $30,000 item to repay developer advances that have been made. And the other revenue source that's coming in during 2026 is a $55,000 transfer from our debt service fund, which we'll talk more about here in a second. On the debt service fund itself for 2026, we expect to start the year with $32,672,000. You can see the budgeted revenue here of $15,355,000. Primarily these assessment revenues, and then also property taxes of about $4 million. Interest income is also significant just based on the amount of cash and investments that we're carrying on into next year. As you look at the different series of bonds that are outstanding, we expect to make payments on the 2021 bond interest only of $3.2 million, and principal and interest on the 2024 of $10,125,000 in interest and $2,920,000 in principal, with along with the payments or the fees that are made to the trustee for administering the trust. That gives us total appropriations just under $16,300,000, as well as that transfer that we talked about a few seconds ago to fund administration and operations in the general fund. So when all that's said and done, that'll leave an ending fund balance of $31,672,000 at the end of 2026 in our debt service fund. And then finally, our capital projects fund here is where all those bond proceeds sit that we use to construct the public infrastructure. We're anticipating carrying forward a balance just short of $14 million in cash investments into 2026. We've got the interest income that we've budgeted here of $250,000, and then we've budgeted to spend the remainder of those capital project funds in 2026, which leaves an ending fund balance of zero. So I went through that pretty quickly. I think this is the same as what you've seen previously, and so happy to answer any questions that the board may have.
Nope.
You guys all good?
We're good. I'm good.
All right. I do not see any members of the public that have joined. So with that, could I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Patrick.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Let me put back up the agenda. All right. So next up, board meeting minutes from our December 8th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I did. They do.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Patrick?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes, whatever date they were.
December 8th. Thank you.
I'll second.
Sorry, Steph. He beat you out, Steph. Sorry. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. First up, this resolution adopts the budget amendment. So just pretty straightforward. We've had last year's final budget. We just need to make an amendment. So any questions?
No.
Okay. Careful. Could I get a motion then to approve resolution 2025-02?
Go for it, Steph.
Can I make a motion to approve resolution 2025-02?
Second.
Thanks, Patrick. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Oh, wrong one. There we go. All right. So this one is to adopt the 26 budget. We're going to keep the mill levy at 10 mills that we've had previous. So that's basically what it does.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-03 to approve the final budget for 2026.
I second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, annual meeting schedule. So let's make sure this works. It is the last. Hold on, I need to figure out.
Last Monday?
Yeah, I think it is. Christy, do you know?
That's what it says on here.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right there. Thanks, Brett. Thanks for catching it for me. So are you guys good with this still?
That sounds good to me.
I can't do the January 26th at 10 a.m.
The dates are good for myself.
Okay. Do you know when you're going to be able? Do you have that later in the day?
I can do 11 or let's just say 12. I'm going to be in Park City doing brokerage outreach meetings. So I think same day at noon and for the rest of the day. So I just free up at noon.
Okay. You guys, Steph, Brett, you guys good at noon?
I am.
Yeah, okay. Works for myself.
All right, perfect. So we will make that adjustment to 12 noon on the 26th. So what I would need then is a motion to approve the annual meeting schedule as we just discussed.
I'll make a motion to approve the annual meeting schedule as we just discussed.
Thanks, Brett.
Second.
Thanks, Patrick. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. So next up, Jason's going to walk through their engagement for 26 and then the Hinton Burdick 2025 audit.
Audit.
All right, working on it here. Okay. So here
is
the
email, Jace.
What's up, buddy?
That's your email. Oh.
I got my notes up there. All right, well, I'll just move this to a different screen and give me a second. All right. So here's our SOW for 2026. The terms of the engagement are the same as the prior year. Kind of the piece that most people are typically most interested in is the fees, and this is proposing a fixed fee of $20,000, which with the technology fee would be $21,000 all in next year. And that's consistent with the budget that you just approved. So happy to answer any questions that you have.
Sounds good. Jason, one question. What was it last year? Has it changed at all? Has it increased just a little bit? Or where were we last year? I can't remember.
Yeah, so the budget that we just went through anticipated that for the end of 2025, we would have around $22,000 in total expenses. So it's basically the same. It's a little bit less than 2026.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. If you guys are good, could I get a motion then to approve the CLA 2026 engagement?
I'll make a motion to approve the CLA 2026 engagement.
Thanks, Brett.
A second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, on to Hinton Burdick's engagement.
And Hinton Burdick has been the auditor for some time. They do a lot of work in the space. They've been good to work with. Their fee for next year is $10,000. That is a little bit greater than what we had in the budget for 2025 and estimated, which was $9,000. And in the budget for 2026, we had expected $9,250.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the Hinton Burdick 2026 engagement.
Second.
Thanks, Patrick. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Last thing, open and public meetings training for 2026. So, Steph, if you want to whip out your stopwatch. All right. Tell me when you're ready.
Oh, well, let's see. I actually do want to time you on this one. I didn't All time right. you last time. Let's see how well you can do this. All right. Let's go.
All right. So we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act, which means we have to conduct all the district's business in an open and public setting. We have to allow the public to attend and participate. The public, when they participate, we will have public comment. Typically, it's going to be up to 3 minutes. Patrick, you have the ability as the board chair to set the time. So typically it's going to be 3, but you can adjust it as needed. Brett, if Patrick's not there, then you as the vice chair could do that. We have to post an annual meeting schedule on the Utah Public Notice website. That way people can sign up for any alerts and updates regarding the district. That website is the central hub for all governmental entities in Utah. Everybody has to post there. That way the public can participate in any of the districts. Again, they can sign up to get alerts for when we post things regarding the district. When we do post, we have to date post for meetings, the date, time, and place for the meeting. We also have to post the agenda and associated agenda items. And the agenda items need to have reasonable specificity. Take today's agenda as an example. We have 2 budget amendments. We couldn't just list resolutions or 2 resolutions. We couldn't just list regular resolution. We have to put that one's a budget resolution, the other one's the final budget resolution. So that level of specificity. We also have to list the Zoom link or the Teams link. We also list Christy's phone number. That way, if a member of the public doesn't have, say, internet, that they can call, Christy can put them in on a conference call so that they could still participate. We do have an electronic meetings policy, which allows us to conduct all the meetings electronically. And the one caveat to that is we do have to have somebody at the anchor location. Again, that's going to be Christy that handles that. So for a regular meeting or a special meeting, we need a 24-hour notice. For any of the public hearings related to the budgets, we need to have a 7-day notice. We record all of the meetings and we take minutes. The recordings need to be uploaded within 3 days. And the written minutes, when we finally approve them, they need to be uploaded in 3 days, and those are considered the official minutes. There is a potential to go into closed meetings. Super rare, but we potentially could. When we do, we have to state the purpose for going into the closed meeting. Two-thirds of the board have to approve going in. What we can close for is pretty narrow. They would be things like collective bargaining, strategy sessions, pending imminent litigation. If we were going to purchase any property, do any appraisals, any leases, any water rights, anything like that, where it would give away our strategy, give away prices, those things, we could go into closed session for that. We could close for the deployment of any security items, personnel, devices, systems. If we were to going to conduct any investigations regarding any allegations of criminal misconduct, we do have the fraud risk hotline as well as the fraud reporting policy. Anything that came out of those, we could go into closed session. If somebody tried to use the procurement policy or the grandma policy, we could close. That way we wouldn't give away any commercial information regarding the development company, your guys' strategy, all of those things we could close for. Inside of a closed hearing, we are not allowed to take any final action, so we cannot approve ordinances, resolutions, rules, contracts, or appointments. We cannot, in a few years when we convert to an elected board, we cannot go into a close to talk about filling any vacancies, or conduct anything related to those vacancies or possible appointments. We do have to record all of those meetings. We take minutes, but the recordings and minutes are held confidential and closed. The only way that somebody can get in is if they go to court and get a court order. All right, Steph, how'd I do?
443.
Oh, you beat it. Well done, Michael.
Yes, pat on my back. Thank you. This is probably what, the 20th, 25th time. So I'm getting to know where I can cut a little bit here and there. So you guys have any questions on that?
No, sir.
All right. Well, that covers our training for 26. So you guys need anything from us?
No. Michael, Matt, Jason, Christy, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Thank you for everything you do for us. Very much appreciated. Thanks for keeping us in line and everything you do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Same to you guys.
Hey, and if you guys could sit tight for just 30 seconds after we close the meeting, I've got one thing to address.
Awesome.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to close the meeting, to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to close the meeting.
Thanks. I second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, we're adjourned.